honey, I'm home. Honey, baby. Oh. Guys, honey, do you guys have honey on your computer? No? Okay, well, then why are you doing that? Because you're literally passing up free money, okay? Free money, bitches. Guys, Honey is an online browser extension that you download onto your computer, and then every single time you go to checkout carts, whether it's for food, for clothes, for dildos, for whatever you're buying, even if you forget, Honey drops down automatically and says, hey, Brett, hey, Bruno, do you want to apply X amount of coupon codes to your checkout cart? And unless you're a goddamn loser and you're like, no, I actually want to pay the full price. Thank you. Thank you. No, no one wants to do that. It's going to be like, here you go. You just saved $30, $40, $50 right before your eyes. Honey works on over 30,000 different sites, so you're almost guaranteed anywhere you're shopping, it's going to probably work. So guys, you're going to get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/daddy. Again, that is joinhoney.com/daddy.
What is up, daddy gang? It is your single father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
What the fuck is up, daddy gang? It is your founding father back at it again for another motherfucking episode of Call Her Daddy. How the hell are you all doing? Great. Perfect. Okay, me too. We're pretending you guys said you're in great moods. I am too. What? Why are you in a good mood, Alex? You're usually hungover and tired. Not today, motherfuckers. Daddy gang, by the time that I upload this lovely, lovely episode, your girl, your father, is officially on vacation. I'm extremely excited to go drink a fat fucking pina colada and have some sex. Now, don't worry, because all of you are like, that's nice, Alex. Great. But hold on. So we don't get an episode next week. There isn't an episode of Call Her Daddy next week. However, I didn't forget about you. I'm not fully leaving my children. There is going to be an episode on Hannah's podcast, Burning in Hell, where she interviews me and we get super dark and deep. We recorded this the other week. So that will be fun that you guys can go listen to. So technically, you're going to get your daily dose of Call Her Daddy. Now let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to let's get to the motherfucking good stuff, Daddy Gang. There has been so much drama in my life this past week that I truly feel like I haven't been able to like come up for air. There's been so much shit going on that I was like, I need to get on the fucking podcast and tell the Daddy Gang what the fuck is going on in my life. Are you guys ready for the breaking news?
Yeah, come on, Alex. Give us the goods.
I'm coming. Daddy gang, listen the fuck up. You ready for this one? There is a man that lives across... You're like, what? Here we go. There is a man that lives across the hall from me that is extremely mentally unhinged. I have to move out of my goddamn New York City apartment by October 31st. And I am, in fact, Alex fucking Cooper, moving to motherfucking LA. And Daddy Gang, I am not fucking doing it alone. For the first time in 5 years, Lauren McMullen, my best friend since second grade, is fucking single. She broke up with her fucking boyfriend and she's fucking coming with me, baby. And we're moving to LA. Ah! You're all like, wait, Alex, slow down. What? You just moved into your apartment. Lauren broke up with her boyfriend. Last time she was on your fucking show, it sounded like they were getting fucking married. It was like a 7-year fucking relationship. And what do you mean you're moving to LA? You swore you would never go. Daddy gang, welcome to the fucking show this week, baby. There's a lot going on and you're all like, let's get into the details. Don't worry. Of course, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's break it fucking down. Let's start with my apartment. If you guys have followed me on social media, you've seen I have this gorgeous apartment, which I have said, thank you, fucking Daddy Gang, because the only fucking reason I am living in that apartment is because of every single person listening to this podcast. You have given me the ability to live somewhere that I truly never dreamed of fucking living. So first of all, let's take a fucking minute to be like, thank you. So I'm in this baller place, and the last thing you guys fucking saw was a move-in vlog. Well, now the next video you're going to see is a move-out vlog because I'm leaving. There is a man that lives across the hall from me that is extremely unhinged, and I don't need to get into how he's been arrested, and he's a little erratic, psycho, whatever, and basically people had to get involved, and for safety reasons, I have to move out of this building. It fucking sucks, because if you guys have seen on social media, I have put my heart and soul into not furnishing, for the first time in my goddamn fucking life, my apartment from the trash. So it's fucking shitty, I'm not gonna lie. The fact that I'm telling you that someone super unhinged lives across from me, you also know how psycho I am. Let's just say that I have ramped up the door buddy situation from a nice little one hooker under the fucking doorknob. I have 10 door buddies, and then I have my dresser slide up to my fucking door right before I go to sleep every night because God forbid the man shows up. Knock, knock, bitch, you're dead. This is it. Can you guys tell I'm a little unhinged? I'm unhinged now. He's making me unhinged. So as I'm learning this, Lauren shows up, knock, knock on my door and goes, hey, Big Al, I'm moving the fuck in. I just broke up with my boyfriend. And she brings all of her shit to my apartment. I'm like, Lauren, I'm so happy and proud of you that you finally are single. However, I'm moving out. So Lauren's trying to move in and I'm fucking moving out, Daddy Gang. So now Lauren and I are sitting in this great apartment and we're like, on October 31st, we are homeless. Okay. So Lauren and I have been like, wow, what a life, man. You know, you go from moving into this great place in a stable relationship to 2 seconds later. And also all of you are probably thinking, Alex, what did you do? Alex, what did you do? Why did she break up with the boyfriend? I promise this as for the first time in my life, this has nothing to do with me. And Lauren told me that she'll come on and she'll explain and whatever. But for right now, all you need to know is she broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years. And now Lauren and I are homeless. Now, the scene is set. Alex, Lauren, homeless. Where will they go next? Phase 2, motherfuckers. We're going to LA. Alex, how the hell did that even come about? You took the scout's honor. Okay. Never will I ever. I said it. I will totally admit. I said I would never fucking go to LA. I'm moving to LA, guys. This is how it happened. If you follow me on social media, you probably actually saw the infamous night that this all went down. It was the other night Lauren and I were posting away on social media, but the one through and through, nothing could deny the fact that everyone could tell we were fucking lit. We were hammered. A couple fucking dirty martinis in, and all of a sudden, every single girl, even man, can relate to this. When you're with your best friend and you're getting fucking drunk and then you start to have deep conversations, you get emotional. It's kind of beautiful. You love those girl nights where you're like, let's fucking drink. Let's listen to fucking Lana Del Rey. Let's pour fucking salt in the wound and let's go there. Lauren's like, I want to just cry. So we start to get really fucked up and we start to just talk about life. And to slow it down for a minute, to be real with you guys for a minute, Lauren and I start to have conversations about like, what is New York City to us right now? Because there is no denying the fact that New York City is the greatest fucking city in the world. And that will never fucking change, in my opinion. It is the greatest fucking city. However, right now, New York City is not New York City. Everything closes at 10 o'clock. The reason you live in New York is because it's the city that never fucking sleeps. And I find myself going to bed at 9 o'clock every night because nothing is open. Dude, CVS's are closed. They're not 24 hours anymore. I'm like, how do I go get Cheetos at midnight? Okay, you're like, all right, chill, dude, chill. But on top of like joking that it's not New York, there's also an underlying other issue where Lauren just broke up with her boyfriend. And every single person listening to this podcast that has ever gone through a breakup, specifically one that is like years and years in, where you lived with this person, where every single day this person is a part of your life, they become your best friend, you know that that doesn't just go away in a second. So to end that, Lauren keeps coming back from work and she's like, Alex, I literally almost told the cab driver to like go to my old apartment. Like, it's fucking with her. She's like, New York is so depressing to me right now. And then I'm over here, and I've been saying it. I also, too, kind of went through a breakup in the city. And I feel as though I just need a fucking fresh start. And Lauren is looking at me saying the same fucking thing. And we're like, we wish all the people in our past well. We wish them the best of luck. And we hope they fucking thrive and succeed in all the things. But we're both kind of like, to take care of ourselves right now, like, what do we need? And that night is really when the idea was born. We hadn't been thinking about it prior. And Lauren looks at me in an interesting look. The eyes were a bit glazed over at this point. Wasn't really sure if she even was going to remember this in the morning. Pretty fucking blackout, honestly. Glazed over. Looks at me in the eyes, kind of drooling, slurring at me, and goes, Alex, why don't we go to L.A.? You said it yourself in one of your vlogs. Let's be bi-coastal bitches. Let's just fucking do it. We can do whatever the fuck we want. October 31st, as far as we know, we don't need to be in New York City. Will we come back? Fucking yes, of course, we love this city. But for right now, why don't we take control of our fucking lives, get on a plane, and just move? Like, there's no reason for us to not do something that we really feel is the best for us. And so, Daddy Gang, in that moment, we realized, bi-coastal bitches, here we fucking come. Now listen, I think my reservations towards LA in the past, I'll be honest, have been like, I see the TikTokers and the influencers, and I've never wanted to be like, bang energy, swipe up. But that's also not who Lauren and I are. And it doesn't mean that we can't go to LA and find our own crowd and fucking find people that aren't constantly having bang energies up their buttholes. Like, it's fine. Like, and I think that's what we realized. LA is like New York. There's neighborhoods. We're going to enjoy it. And so it was funny, though, because Lauren's the one proposing this idea. And I looked at her. I'm like, Lauren, you've never even been to LA. Lauren's looking at me. She's like, Alex, it's going to be great. We can hike up to see the LA sign. I'm like, Lauren, first of all, you're talking about the Hollywood sign. There's no LA sign. She's like, right. The Hollywood sign. We're going to drink green juices. We're going to work out. We're going to do yoga. I'm like, yeah, technically, I'll probably be doing the same fucking thing I'm doing in New York and like sitting on my fucking couch, but the sun will be shining, okay? And I feel like if there's anything I've taken from Corona and quarantine, it's like, you gotta just do what makes you fucking happy, guys. Honestly, everybody listening to this, everyone has different financial situations, and I understand me being like, I'm uprooting my life and going to LA. Not everyone can technically do it the way I'm gonna do it, but let me also tell you, you can do whatever you want to do. My best friend, Lauren, right here, she doesn't have a job. When we go to LA, she has no job. She's on a job hunt. She's going to continue to be in classes at Columbia with no job. She's quitting her New York job. She's fucking moving across the country and being like, and when I get there, I'm going to get online and trying to find a fucking job. It's like, just do whatever the fuck we want to do. But the fun part of this, too, is Daddy Gang. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. You're all like, oh, God, here she goes. Content. Okay, people. It's what we fucking live for here on Call Her Daddy. And I promise you, you're all like, no, you definitely came up with this. I promise I didn't. Lauren looked at me and goes, here's the thing, Alex. You and I are very different humans. I'm like, all right, Lauren, you don't need to rub it in. Lauren is getting her PhD at Columbia. She's successful. She's going to be a fucking psychologist. She's doing all the things. But Lauren looks at me and she goes, we're very different in the sense of, I have never been on a proper date with a guy. I started dating my boyfriend in fucking college. I got out of college. I'm in New York City. I've never been on a date with a man. I've never been. And I quote, and it is shocking. Lauren goes, I've never been on a dating app. I need to start taking pictures. What are my pictures supposed to look like? What's my bio? Do I unfollow you so no one knows I'm friends with you, psycho? These are the things that Lauren's like about to jump into the fucking dating pool. And I'm sitting here like, oh my God, oh my God. This is so fun because Lauren has said it to me. She's like, I feel like the Daddy Gang. Like, I'm in this too. I'm new to dating. Here we go. Like, we can enjoy it too. And Lauren has offered her services. And Lauren was like, I would love to actually share with the Daddy Gang my journey of like going on my first date. What the fuck do I say? Do I need a fucking earpiece from you, Alex, to be talking in my ear telling me what to do? Now, all of you are like, dear God, don't do this to Lauren. Guys, have you been listening to the past few fucking weeks? Health and wellness is spewing out of my fucking asshole, okay? I'm not gonna do my friend dirty. Lauren's like, I don't wanna be blocking him 9 times a day and then leaving him on red. And I'm like, totally fair. You'll just leave him on red once. She's like, Alex! I can't help myself. No, but the truth is, Daddy Gang, it really feels like I'm turning the page and starting a new goddamn chapter in my life, and I have my childhood best friend right beside me to do it. And it's a little fucking beautiful that we are both fucking single. I don't know when we're gonna come back to New York. All I fucking know is we don't have an end date. We both bought one-way fucking tickets to LA, and you better fucking get ready, Daddy Gang, because you're coming along with us. Roman. Huh? Hold on. We have a commercial break. Roman is coming through. Hello, my name is Roman. And if your penis doesn't last long, have no fear. I am here. Okay, guys, Roman swipes, you know the drill. If your boyfriend, if your husband, if you listening to this, if you're splooging a little too fucking quick, Harry, if all of a sudden you're like, don't do it, don't fucking do it, and then kaboom, you're fucking splooging in that pussy or splooging in that asshole, and it's like a disaster. You have no dick game. Have no fear. Roman swipes. Guys, they are clinically proven to help you last longer in the bedroom. They are effective, easy to use, and fast acting, and they do not require a prescription. They are super discreet in unmarked packaging, so you can put it in your fucking pocket, you little weirdo. No one will ever know what you're doing. You swipe it on your dick, and then you go to Pound Town till the sun fucking rises. Woo! So guys, try them out. Get them for your boyfriend. Get them for yourselves. Go to GetRoman.com/daddy, and you're going to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. Again, that is GetRoman.com/daddy. All right, Daddy Gang. Hello. I am about to continue to play the interview that Hannah and I did. Like I said last week, we literally blacked out. We couldn't stop speaking. So I'm going to press play on a continuation of what you didn't hear last week to give you a little idea. We're talking about meeting the parents. We're talking about threesomes, foursomes. And then it's funny, guys, because on this week's episode, you'll hear back in the day, I was saying to Hannah how I was kind of liking LA. So you'll hear it's kind of a weird moment where, like, I didn't know. It was a foreshadowing. I didn't even know that this bitch was moving. So enjoy the episode, Daddy Gang. I'm going to pick up where we left off. Again, to remind you, Hannah is in a full-time relationship with a 44-year-old fox. And I am currently, although I'm juggling a few men, I'm enjoying all of the men that I am talking to, and we're engaging in health and wellness. All right, let's get into it. Are you freaked out by his age? Has anyone asked you that? I feel like I just have
it's
to ask
funny because he care. So he has a full head of gray hair. If he didn't have gray hair, like, he doesn't.
But he's like a silver fox.
He's like a silver fox. He looks like a straight Anderson
Does
Cooper.
He have children?
No children, no exes. He speaks 3 languages.
Wait, what's wrong with him? He doesn't have an ex-wife.
He made a joke. He was like, I'm like a sweater. Like, it looks good on the rack, and you put it on, it's a little scratchy. And I was like, okay, that you need to get more specific.
You're like, what do you mean by scratchy? What is scratchy mean?
But I really think what it is that he's a big in, like, Ireland.
Oh. Okay.
As a comic. Like,
wait, that's kind
of
hot.
He's so, like, in Ireland, he's kind of like a celebrity. Like, okay. He did Dancing with the Stars there. Like, oh. Big in Ireland. Because he lived there since he was 14. So his life was traveling back and forth.
Yeah.
And, like, from his, he was in a relationship from, like, all of his 20s.
Right.
And then he was just fucking grinding with his career. So he met me at this time where his career has kind of calmed down because of quarantine.
And now it's like.
And also because we're not the same age, we're not competitive with each other.
Right.
He's literally like.
Oh, that's good.
We're a whole different type of comedy.
Right.
And also he's like. Accomplished so much. He's like, Hannah, I don't care about fame. I don't care about money. Like, I just want happiness right now.
And you're like, and I represent happiness. Let's go.
I'm like, how much money do you have again?
Wait, and, like, what's your net worth? And, like, can you show me your W-2? I just want to double check. No, I literally, like,
I don't care about it either, but if.
But, like, if.
Why don't you care? Is it because you have a lot?
No. Dude, the guy that I'm dating, I'm like, I know he's rich, but I want to know how much. And I'm waiting because, like, I don't want to be psycho. And listen, I'm not superficial, but I'm superficial. Like, I'm sorry if I'm about to be making a lot of money. Like, I just want to know.
I want to know what level of success
I just
you are.
Know. I
want to know if you invest well.
Right. I'm just curious.
curious.
So I'm wondering, like, at what point do I say, like, how much do you make?
I think it's gonna happen naturally once he feels like really trusting yeah. of you.
Yeah.
Because like, you need to stop like stealing stuff from his apartment. That would help.
Oh.
Like, you're stealing his forks. It's just weird.
Right. Like, I am compulsively stealing stuff from his house.
Like, that painting just disappeared.
Right? And I'm like, oh, but can you afford a new one? If it was, like, gone all of a sudden, I, like, take the most expensive watch, and I'm like, but you can afford a new one,
like,
right?
How many AirPods do you need?
Right.
I'm going to tell you what I said that made... He told all his friends, made him, like, really fall for me.
Okay.
And this is a very specific moment, but when... You want to finally pay for a guy. Like, yeah. you know, it's like maybe third, fourth date, or like you're at a coffee shop.
Right.
I love, whenever it's a cheap thing, I love just
yeah.
being like, I
She's
got
like,
this.
I got that.
Like, wait
you're
till
like,
it's like $1
pizza. You're like, I got
Literally,
this.
We went to a pizza place and I got a Coke and he got a slice. I got
you're
two
like,
slices
baby.
Because I want to stay thick.
Right.
And I go, babe, I got it. And he goes, are you sure? I'm like, I got it. And then
it's like $15,
yeah,
Hannah.
$17.25. So you're both at the cash register. Now, cash register humor is a huge part of relationships.
Oh.
It's just like waiter humor. Like, you banter with like the, it's like a third.
Right,
you
right.
know?
A little third, bring him in.
A little third.
Ooh.
So you look at the cash register and you give the card.
Right.
And then you go, he makes me pay for everything.
Stop.
And then you just see their reaction, his reaction. You let it play out because you're fucking with him.
You're a devil.
So that moment, he then, I heard him on, because he goes on podcasts because he's a comic.
Right.
Being like, when I saw her fuck with me like that, I just knew she was the one.
Dude.
And like, obviously, this is my
no,
sense of humor.
But I was going to say, this is so the right guy for you because there are men that would have been like, no, I swear, I paid for everything. And it's like trying to convince the fucking waiter or whoever that's the cashier that like, no, I swear. Like, she just
or I've done it and a guy will like kind of chuckle. This guy was like, that's the funniest
He's
thing
like,
I've ever heard.
I am so in love with her fucking cashier banter that this is the one.
Also,
that's kind of dope.
I'm like trying to do well in my career. Like, I've really been making money for like the last year and a half,
Amazing.
Like actual money.
Yeah.
As congrats,
Good for
you too.
Thanks.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
And so I joke and I'm like, I want to be your sugar mama. Ugh. And I would joke about it all the time. And then finally he was like, hey, like, I know this is a joke, but like, you know, I have more money than you.
And you're like, well, again, do you want to show me
how
the
much?
W-2?
Where?
Give me access to the bank account.
Where are the taxes? Because I don't know. It could be $750 and I need to know.
No, that's true. It is kind of weird. When it comes to like paying for shit in a relationship, mm-hmm. like I think eventually people like always ask like, how do you, like you, it should be balanced out at sometimes. But like, I don't think that like.
When he pays, I want him to like really want to pay.
Yeah.
And think about what paying is. It's ultimately like an act of like,
service.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's like an emotional. Things so like
yeah.
today we went into the city and I was gonna go back to my place in Queens and he's like, why don't we just get an apartment, I mean an apartment, why don't we just buy an apartment tonight? No, he's like, why don't we just get a hotel room? And I was like, because I have to do something in the morning. And I was like, cool. And then I go to hotels.com, so I bought,
wait, you bought the hotel
and I just got a $125 room because everything's so cheap in New York right.
right
now. But it was like nice that I was just
right.
like, I got
you
it
you did it
because $100, like I could do that,
right?
So like the little things you can
you, like,
do
slide
do.
In and then the big boys
the, like
the
wild
trip.
Dinner
yeah
yeah
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly, so do those little things so when he gets a trip he just remembers all those little
and
things
like,
that
she
you
always
did.
Gets it. That's a good point. Dating an older guy has its perks and negatives, but like, don't you feel like
no?
Overall,
but I kind of love it because
I love it too.
My mom's like, "Oh, he's like a man,"
exactly.
And we and my dad's like, "Wait, so he can deal with your shit and we don't
yeah.
have to?" Like, they actually trust him to like
I,
deal with
I agree.
Me.
I hate to tell Daddy Gang listening, but if I could give you any advice, and it's just from my personal experience, and like, I know there are some girls that I know that date guys their age, and like somehow it works. I personally. Always date older men.
Yeah.
I just feel like I know as crazy and like psycho as I am on this show, obviously, and like I sound like a fucking lunatic.
Also, as someone who's has a career that they're very driven in,
yeah.
sometimes when you date guys your age who might not be
yeah.
successful in their career, their
it's
dick
hard.
Won't get hard.
No,
like
not.
I love fucking poor guys because like
yeah.
they fuck to have a place to stay that night. Like they put in another level of effort.
They're like, please.
But I'm not trying to like date you because like something went wrong, like that
yeah.
you couldn't pass chemistry
right.
to like
the
end
sex
up
sex is great
where
the long term
are.
Yeah no but
older guys are like not intimidated by you
yeah
so that's why it's like kind of worked out for me.
The progress no I guess for both of us
yeah
like yeah I'm not where you are yet but like how do you feel?
Well
like,
no relationships are the same.
No,
honestly, like I feel kind of happy. And it's weird because it's not like a high of like when you had like a good podcast show
right.
or like when you got a
and
deal
you know
or you
like
signed a contract.
And it's gonna end.
Yeah, it's a like consistent where I feel like I've been depressed and anxious like a lot in my life, and that was just my thing. Like, I just napped all the time. Right. That was just me. I'd nap and then I'd like complain about shit and people would laugh and I'd eat. And like lately I just have this excitement of like being with this person and learning about this person, but I also don't, you never know what the future holds.
Right.
But that's the exciting thing. Like, you see yourself through their eyes.
Yeah.
So if they're making you feel like shit, get the fuck out. Yep. But if they're like, and if they're just like a yes person to you, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But he literally like is so honest with me, like tries to make me better. Also, I'm sensitive and will tell him when like something hurt my feelings.
Which is good.
And we're on a journey. But also we're on a journey. I don't feel like I need a boyfriend in any way. It's more like
you want
he's a special person that I don't want to lose. And like,
that's beautiful.
Together, I just feel lucky to have him in my life. I'm disgusting right now. I like don't even know who I am.
No, this episode is single-handedly going to put me yet again in the health and wellness section for like the fucking podcasting awards. I swear to God, I occasionally throw in some health and they're like, it's for the health. I got nominated for the health and wellness section. I'm like, in what world? But I guess, honestly, this is the new world.
Yes.
So wait, have you met his parents?
Oh my God. Fun fact, they're dead.
Yo. Dude. Fun fact. Not the fact that she just goes, fun fact. I'm like, oh, like they're in Ireland, or like fun fact, like I did, or fun fact, they're fucking dead.
Fun fact, I don't have to because they died. They're looking up. They're listening to the podcast right now. They're looking down on us.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, our first date, I got in a fight with my parents. And I rarely fight with my parents. But it was the first date I'd gone on in like 6 months.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck. Like, my dad was like, I have a tea time and we have to leave half an hour early. And I was like, you've known all week that I have a 1:30 date that you need to drop me off at because my driver's license has expired. Oh. And that is my fault. I know. However, I need you right now. And he's like, well, the guys are playing at one.
You're like, Dad, the date.
I was like, Dad, you complain that I'm single and like I can't find anyone and I'm about to find someone.
Help your girl get fucked.
And you don't give a fuck about your daughter finding love. Is there anything more important in your life?
He's like, yeah, my tea time. Star.
And he's like, my tea time. So, and they're like rushing me out of the house. I picked jeans when I should not have picked jeans. It was a hot day. I was like groin sweating.
Chafing.
So I literally, before I leave the car, I go, fuck you both. And I walk out. Like, I never fight with them like that. And I'm fuming. And I get on this ferry to go see my future man's. And I get in the car and I immediately feel really comfortable with him. I'm just like, my dad almost fucked this up because of a tea time. And I'm like, I'm so annoyed with him, but I'm going to be in a good mood for this date. Hi, I'm Hannah. Nice to meet you. And he looks at me and he goes, at least your parents are alive. And I go, this dude just made a dead parents joke within like 5 minutes of meeting.
I love you.
I think I'm in love.
Wait, were you kind of like, wait, are they actually dead or are you fucking with me? And he's like, they're dead.
They're dead. And like that dark sense of humor turned me on so much.
You're
I
like,
was
now
soaking.
My jeans are soaking wet from sweat and pussy juice. Yeah.
And then now we have a joke where like we'll meet new people and I'm like, please don't talk about your dead mom like in the first 5 minutes.
Dude.
Like, just like don't lay it on immediately.
That is so morbid. The when you just said fun facts, his parents are dead, I honestly lost my shit. I'm like, whoa, that is like dark.
And then my buddy, amazing comedian Nikki Glaser, had this whole bit where she was like, I'm trying to find a man with a dead mom. And I was like, why? And she's like, because I want to be the number one woman in his life and not have any competition. I'm like, you are a sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck.
However,
Nikki Glaser, I've never met you. You're a sick fuck and I love it.
However, I mean, I would love to meet his mom to be like, oh, his mom likes me or whatever.
But,
however, he's met my parents. They like him. And then like, that was that.
Does he have siblings?
He does. I've met his brother.
How did that go?
It was good. His brother's hot.
You made like a weird face to me. I'm like, what? Why are you smirking? Like, do you want to fuck his brother? That's your
no,
first
like,
threesome.
He has two brothers and they're all like gorgeous. And yeah, so
I met this guy's parents, but it wasn't supposed to happen.
How did he introduce you?
Okay, well, I had been at his house and they were coming by to like drop off some fucking baked goods. Like the amazing.
Were you dressed?
Listen to this story.
Did you have a thong right next to you?
Straight up. Okay, so we are getting ready to go to Malibu. We were gonna go to like the beach or whatever.
You're so LA.
And I'm so LA, guys. Like, hello. And I am wearing whore vibes. Because I'm like, I want to, like, we're about to, like, hang out together, like, little bikini. I'm, like, wearing this, like, slutty ass outfit. He's like, yo, so you're about to meet my parents because they're driving by to, like, drop off some stuff. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm, like, blinking, like, huh? I'm, like, looking down at my tits out. I'm like, sorry, what? I go, and it's, like, 97 degrees in LA. I run into the bedroom. I put a sweater on. I put a sweater. I put a fucking sweater that's, like, up my neck. Like, not a turtleneck, but, like, up the neck. Like, you don't even know what my fucking body looks like, okay? And then I have these baggy shorts on. And I walk outside, and it's, like, COVID, so they're, like, kind of staying in the car. Yeah. The dad gets out, and I'm standing there, and I'm, like, staring at them, and somehow, like, my voice pitch is, like, a little, like, hi, Alex, like, being so sweet. Like, I'm, like, I am the definition of, like the girl you're,
like, I'm a virgin, dainty flower. I'm so innocent.
Because I know they know about my show. And I'm, like,
I like him. He's really sweet.
Hey, you've raised, like, a really good kid. Like, I really like him, and, like, thank you so much for the big goods. Like, I'll eat them later while I'm, like, praying in my Bible. Fuck! And they're, like, staring at me, and so I have my sweater on. I am sweating all of my makeup off.
That voice was amazing.
Hey, what's up with Alex?
Like, I'm, like, I'm losing my shit. So I'm staring at them, and the mom and I are talking, and she's in the car, and then the dad is out, and they're staring at me, and I'm standing there in my fucking sweater, and I'm sweating my balls off, and he's kind of, like, not even paying attention, and I'm, like, trying to be in it, like, Bible study, because they know about the podcast, and they've listened a little bit to some of them that he was in, and I just,
and you just,
I,
you go, guys, I, it's a bit, no, it's a bit, it's, I'm a virgin.
Like, I'm like, you guys, it's literally scripted, and, like, I don't, I'm so
I don't even write it.
I don't even write it. I just
Barstool, like, has forced me to stay here and say these words that I don't even know what,
like,
it means.
I have never given a blowjob. Like, my mouth is too small. Like, I don't know.
You, by the way, I'm rich.
also, I'm rich. I'm not using your fucking son. Which, by the way, the mom ended up saying, like, I like that she has her own shit going, and, like, I like that she doesn't need your finances. So
also,
anyways,
you have a health and wellness podcast. Like, she must love that you are changing the lives of people's wellness.
Thank you. I'm in the category with Oprah. I mean, bitch, come at me. So it ended up going well, and I, like, really killed it, and I was just thinking, like, a hometown sweet cute girl. Yeah. And then afterwards they ended up telling him, they were like, she is so fucking sweet. And then I got back into the fucking house, ripped my fucking shirt off, put my tits back out, and headed up to Malibu.
commercial break.
There were rumors. There were really, really dark, twisted rumors that I once resembled something of a broom. I was broom adjacent, straw-like, brittle to the bone. Function of beauty came into my life, and bitches, it was never the motherfucking same. Guys, Function of Beauty, you know the drill. You get to customize hair products. If you need a new shampoo, if you need a new conditioner, and if you need any type of serums for your hair, Function of Beauty. Every time you go to CVS, you're like, this looks about right. And then your friend standing next to you with curly hair and you have straight hair, you guys pick the same shampoo. Red alert, bitches. We all have different hair. So, guys, Function of Beauty customizes your formula. You guys take a 4-part hair quiz and you basically say what you want to work on and also what is your hair type. And then they customize a formula. They put it into your shampoo. They put it into your conditioner. Also, you're going to feel rich because you can pick the colors. So it can be like a purple shampoo and a blue conditioner. They have hair care, but they also have body wash, lotions, basically anything you need when you're getting into the shower and you're getting out of the shower. Function of Beauty. Go to functionofbeauty.com/daddy to take your 4-part hair quiz and save 20% off your first order. Again, that is functionofbeauty.com/daddy for 20% off. Have you had to talk about any of, like, the ex's conversation? Like, have you had ex conversations with him?
What a great question, Alex.
Because I am in the thick of it.
What a great question. So I came in. He already knew my ex, okay, who was in the comedy community with him.
Right.
And then I was also at a house with one of my exes. So he already was like, I don't want to hear a thing about it.
Yeah. But he's like, I know who they are. No, we don't.
But my thing is, I'm like such an open book where I'm like, I had these relationships and this guy fucked me up and that upset me. And this is everything that's happened to me. And now you know everything.
And he's like, shh.
He literally is like, please. I don't want to hear it.
That's so men. They don't want to hear
it. He doesn't
want to
hear it.
It's jealousy, and they're like, no.
He's told me about his, like, one really serious relationship. He, like, went in depth about it. But he has this thing, which is actually quite smart, but quite annoying, where I'll, you know, when you ask questions and you're like, have you ever had a threesome? Or, like, who'd you lose your virginity to? Like, that kind of thing.
Right.
I actually might have, he won't play the game with me. But I did. I told him, I said, how'd you lose your virginity? And the way he told this story, about this girl named Emily had a little too much emotion for me.
And you're like, and I literally do you still love her?
Then why don't you go fuck Emily then? He goes, she's 45 with children.
You're like, I lost my virginity. This is 20 years ago.
So like, I like jokingly, every now and then I'd be like, oh, you didn't answer. Were you talking to Emily? And like, and it's like, an inside Hannah? Joke. But he's like, if you can't handle right. me losing my virginity when I was 11 or 12 or whatever, he goes, right. how am I supposed to tell you about anything? You're so like, he just doesn't tell me shit anymore.
He's smart.
But I actually realized like the. Not knowing is hard, but I think it's actually so healthy for us because I just see him as this clean slate who, in my head, he's had sex with that girl Emily once and this relationship that is, like, so over. But it makes him, like, easier to be around.
No, he's smart. He's a smart fucking man for doing that. And also, you are so me. Like, the Emily comment, the amount of times I'm like, oh, were you talking to fucking Emily? And he's like, Alex? Like, I literally just told you that's the girl I lost my virginity to 20 years ago.
He's
and I'm like,
44.
But Emily.
It was 30 years ago.
Literally. And, like, she's literally married with a family. Like, when he's on work calls and he's like, yeah, I was talking to, like, Cassidy. And I'm like, wow. Does Cassidy suck your dick the way I do? And he's like,
I love
Alex.
I like to jokingly be jealous,
right?
But
then also kind of like, dude. But oh my god, everyone can relate when you ask for the story, and like you said with men, if there's a little too much emotion, all of a sudden you're like, hold on, I asked for the story, but I didn't ask for the emotion. Do you still love her? Do you still like her? Now let's talk. There's so many more questions.
But it also slightly turns me on when I hear about girls wanting to fuck him.
Me too.
So I'll try to do that sometimes, and he's like, this is a trap. And I go, no, I'd be like, so what years did you, like, on the road have the most sex? And he'll be like, not telling
he's
you.
He's like, Hannah, shut the fuck up. You're like,
he's so mature. It's so annoying. But and then he'll like occasionally make little comments like, yeah, I had too much fun that trip.
And you're like, please elaborate.
Yeah, what
does
that
mean?
Shut
up.
And you go, shut up.
I want to know all the things. And like, I told the Daddy Gang on my podcast when I was in LA, I literally sat there with him and I was like, show me every single
you're
girl
like,
you've ever
I want
dated.
A Venn diagram
no,
or like I want
did.
A PowerPoint of every girl
every
with
girl.
Their Instagrams.
And like how many like
I'll
how
find
far
them
went.
Or you can give right. them to me. It's either one you prefer.
This is your choice. Like, do you want to do it the hard way or the easy way? And I sat with him at a dinner and I had him show me every single girl he had ever seriously dated.
Do you prefer them to how do you prefer them to look? The exes? Like, what's the best scenario?
Well, the unfortunate thing is they look all like me.
No, I think that's a great thing. It okay. means you're his fucking type.
Right.
It makes sense.
He's like,
if a guy's only dated blondes and he dates me,
you're
I'm like,
you're like, am I, are we, so did you, what are
when
we?
When a guy, if no, we end and he doesn't date a girl that looks just like me after, I'm like, wow, he fucked with me.
Okay,
but if he
okay,
dates a girl just like me, I go, he was obsessed with me and I'm so his type.
No, I literally look exactly like his like last two girlfriends.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, we look like sisters.
So it makes sense.
So it makes sense. He only likes blondes, but I think that I've been very, like, I am self-sabotaging. I want to know everything.
You're trying to hurt your own feelings.
I want it to be so hurtful that I'm, like, crying on the phone with him. And he gives me, because he's, like, honest.
Yeah.
Because one of them is still trying to contact him. So he's been honest about it.
Yeah.
And I'm over here, like, I don't know. I think I'm just being a little self-sabotaging. That's like the not healthy part of me right now. Like I love making
see,
it
see my man, maybe because he's a little older and maybe has experienced it,
right.
is like, no, I'm not going right. to indulge you.
Well, the issue is that I think with my podcast, it sucks, but I do have a lot of girls like eventually reach out and stupid shit like that. And like, she was shitting on my show to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, like, I just want to be in the know. That's my thing. Like, and I tell this to all my boyfriends. I'm like, I want
to
know.
If it's
so
like
I
a current thing,
dumb.
You need to know.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
like a recent thing.
Yeah.
It's important to know.
Yeah.
However, like, you don't
need to know every single girl he's ever dated and like how far they went.
Also,
and what
like,
they
my
did.
Dude's 44.
Right.
Like, that's a
yeah,
lot.
Well, yeah, like, holy shit.
That's a lot of
like,
history.
Like, do you have a few days?
I can't.
Like, whoa.
I can't.
No, that's true. That's true.
I want a guy that girls want to be with.
Me too.
But I don't want to know emotions and stuff. Of any kind. But I do like that he told me that I'm the first girl he ever fucked with his soul.
Yeah. So fighting.
We have a favorite thing to have.
It honestly, this is the thing, and I've always said it, and I think no matter what, even if I get into a healthy relationship, this is going to happen. Conflict is good at times
yes.
to bring resolution, to bring you closer to then you're like, I'm more in love with you.
Yes.
And I've had multiple fights with this man that then at the end he's like, I'm just like, I love you. Like this
guys
is,
that I've never fought with, it's missing something
because
you don't fucking
right?
care. I've had whole relationships where I never fought just because I didn't care enough,
right?
And but if you're always fighting, then it's like,
that's a huge no.
You have to become good at fighting. Yeah. Oh. Like, you have to become a couple that when they fight, you know how to fight and mm-hmm. fight healthy and fight well and move the fuck on.
Tell me about your fucking fighting situation.
Okay, so we, for the first time, like, little things, we will just say why it, like, unnerved us or something.
I like that. You like, are very verbal when something's bothering you. You guys,
yeah, like, he will, after a phone call, like, once he's texted me, be like, by the way, like, I just wanted to let you know that when you talked about, like, this ex, it kind of bothered me.
Right. Which is so,
and, but I'm healthy. Good, but, like, I in the future, just don't. And then I responded and was just like, I am so sorry. It was such, like, an unnecessary right. story right. that, like, I thought was funny and I realized right. was so not funny. And then afterwards, he's like, I didn't even need to text you that, but, like, I'm happy I did.
Okay, that is number one. I think that's also us just growing up, because in the past, I would usually, if they said something, I would save it and, like, backlog it and be like, okay, that bothered me. And then you,
and
like,
use
let
it against
and
him.
Use it against them. Meanwhile, I've been doing the same thing. Just bring it up immediately when it's bothering you.
I have some unhealthy fighting tactics that okay. I wrote down in the car.
Bring them.
Do you know what? They say, I think this is an old Dane Cook joke, but, like, when you immediately just start agreeing with everything they're saying in a sarcastic way,
right.
and you're just mm-hmm. like, oh my God, you're so right. Yeah. How have I not seen that I've been so wrong this whole time? Yeah.
You're so smart.
Oh my God, yes. And then, like, when it's done, you, like, under your breath, say the most passive aggressive mean thing, like, you're stupid like your father or something like that.
No, actually, the agreeing, I could see a man being like, please stop.
Be like, oh no, totally. Yeah, I was, how could I have gotten so mad when you fucked that girl? That was so crazy of
that
me.
That was insane.
Then if you're dating an older guy, the thing to piss them off the most during a fight is literally just check your phone.
Oh, fuck. Literally check your phone and just be like on the phone. And he's like, can you get off your phone for 5 seconds?
And you're like, oh my God, sorry,
like,
my friend is so funny. She sent me the funniest meme. You wouldn't get it because you're old,
I'm
but
like
it's really funny.
Is so good, but you're like literally ancient. You'll just never know. That's actually
like,
really
it's like
good.
Highbrow meme humor that you wouldn't, it's like referencing another meme.
Yeah, like
it's
a
like
meme.
A meta meme thing. You wouldn't
you don't
get
even
it.
Know what a meme is. We got that one. Hannah.
You then you can just like drag his ass to his face, like just like let it all fucking out.
I've done that. And like, well, this is the thing, when you're dating an older guy, it was so interesting because I tried to do my old tactic where like if we were getting in a fight, sometimes I will just literally hang up on them and then just put my phone down and like walk into a different room and like not answer them for so long. So I did that to him, and then but I started to FaceTime door number 3 right after I hung up on him. I was so fucked up. I was literally hammered and I was like in my feels. I'm like, I want door number 3 because he can't like make me feel what door number 3 does. And then he kept calling me and he texted me. He was like, I will not put up with this fucking immature shit. You do not hang up on me yeah. in the middle of a conversation. So then I'm like, door number 3, I'll call you right back. Like, sorry, my mom's calling me. Hang up on him. Call him, then call the other one back, and I'm like, hi. And he's like, he literally, it was kind of the hottest thing he's ever done. He looks at me on FaceTime and he was like, I just want to be very fucking clear. Uh-huh. I understand you're upset, but I will not put up with this fucking immature yep. bullshit of you fucking hanging up and then deleting and ignoring my calls. Not fucking
do you know
cool.
what this is? You're in the power struggle phase where you're trying to see how much you could right. fuck with him right. and he's telling you you can't.
No.
And then if you decide that you're gonna listen
right.
to him, that
right.
means that you guys can
right.
move forward.
Right.
But if you don't, then you fucking break up.
It's honestly like one of those where I'm like, okay, noted, and then I'm just gonna reel it back a little bit.
Yes.
So there are times where now I'll ignore him a little bit, but I'm not gonna like.
So he knows about door number 3.
He knows.
Because I'm like, you are open about it on this pod.
I know,
and
he,
his mom now
yeah.
knows.
No, yeah. And he's asked me about him. And he's
and door number 3 knows about this guy.
Yeah.
You yeah, you haven't evolved as much as you thought you
have. No, but I think it's good that I'm being honest.
Yes.
That I'm
yes.
not hiding them. They both know about each other and they both know that I'm just kind of like.
You're just doing, it's The Bachelor, but called Caller Daddy. And we'll see who wins.
But at
in
least
the
it's
end.
Just two.
Yeah.
And they're both real relationships and they're both honestly, genuinely.
You literally
amazing.
Have two boyfriends.
I do.
I
and so
of,
when
I
one
love
pisses me
you.
Off, I just hop to the fuck out of
who do you like fucking better?
I think that the history with door number 3 will always be there, but I think long term I'm starting to freak myself out because I think that like day to day life moving forward, I could actually like see with this other guy. And so just go fuck me, right? So fighting tactics. So we're just growing up.
Well, the final fighting tactic to always win, always.
Always win.
Cry. Always. Just cry.
Just cry.
Just cry.
Dude, it's so funny, but it's true. And if you don't do it often.
No, yeah, don't cry all the time. Because once you do, you lose power.
When I cried to this guy, he literally was like, Alex, like, I will get on a plane. I'm so sorry. Like, I want to come see you. And I'm like, all right, I'm not actually fucking crying.
Well, how you start it is you start being like, if it's on the phone, then he goes, are you crying? You go, no, no. And he goes, and he keeps talking, and you're just like.
And then you, like, spit up your words a little bit. You're like, I just, like. No, and he's like, you're crying.
I'm not crying. Like, I never fucking cry.
Yeah, and you always say, I never cry. But, like, shit. And then he's like, I'm sorry. Dude, cry.
You don't even have to say a word. You can just, like, say, like, I just, like, do half words.
And then immediately. And then immediately.
I don't even.
Dude, no, every woman. I don't know. I'm just going to go. Like, we'll talk tomorrow. And he's like, no!
No!
No, girls, it is true. Just cry. But if you overdo it, then he's like, okay, the fucking girl that cried wolf.
Yes. So those are the fighting tactics. Yeah. And there's healthier ones than others. So use your own.
Yeah. Learn how to balance them. When you want to be fucking psycho, you just agree with everything. And look at him like you're fucking just gone behind the eyes.
Yep. Oh, yes. And then if you make up, you have the makeup sex.
And it's the best.
That cycle of abuse is sometimes pleasurable.
Honestly, it's one of my favorite things. My favorite cycle ever. No, it's true.
Commercial break for an opportunity to look down at your fucking pants and let me know. Let me fucking know who's wearing khakis. Who the fuck is wearing khakis today? Take them off. Alex, I'm in public. Don't care. Take them the fuck off. Guys, we don't wear khakis here on Call Her Daddy. If you have to for your work, fine. But out of the fucking workplace, there is no exception. Guys, Stitch Fix, you know the drill. We're helping you elevate your game, okay? Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. You basically complete a style profile, and then you are paired with a personal stylist that's going to send you hand-picked box items that are based on your style and your preference. So if you're a little preppy-ass bitch, if you're a little slutty-ass bitch, whatever you are, they will cater your box towards you. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are all free, and the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep in your box. Guys, also Stitch Fix, they have solutions for women, hello, vaginas, men, dicks, and then, oh, kids all around the U.S. and now the U.K. Hopefully no kids are really listening to the show, but if you have a kid, hey, hit them up. Okay, guys, you're going to go to stitchfix.com/daddy to get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. Again, that is stitchfix.com/daddy.
I have a really random thought for you about threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
And foursomes.
Yes.
This is so strange. Okay. I have been in relationships before where I'm like, I will never have a threesome with you. I will never have a foursome with you. Get the fuck out of my face, because I was just too much in the relationship, too far down. I'm at a weird place right now, and I have never in my life really thought about this. I've had a threesome before. I've never had a foursome. I enjoyed myself. It was with another girl and then a guy. But it was... he's just like a pig. So like, I just was like, it was like fun, but it wasn't anything like I need to do this again.
Yeah.
Then with this new guy, he's so sexual, and we've had conversations about like, it's the first real relationship that I've been so like sexually pushing the limits. Like, he pushes me to the limits, and he's like, I want to do everything with you. Mm-hmm. Because it makes me, even if we do shit that's wild, like you, like whatever it is, it makes us closer. So we've been talking about possibly like while we're traveling, because we're like, you can't do it in your bed at home.
No.
Traveling.
Like, or like in your neighborhood.
No. You're like walking the dog. You're like, she looks kind of cute. Like, hey, come on over, Candace. Yeah, like, no. So he travels a lot for work, and we may be going to like a different country together. And he was like, it could be hot. Like, if we're like out one night and you go pick someone up, and then like we bring them back. And I've been thinking about it. It's early enough in the relationship that if it's ever going to happen, it would have to be now. So that like, I would have to see, like, did I like it?
Or will it be a thing that if you do like it, do you think it would be part of your relationship? Like, or like a holiday?
Well, what he said is like, if you hated it, he was like, I'm down to do it with another guy or another girl. It's down to you. Like, you pick the person. He was like, and I want you to pick them, because it's more so I want you to have sex with in this threesome that like, I want you to be attracted to the guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want you to pick. It's not even for me, because I will be more turned on if you are having sex with this girl and having such, like, it's so hot. Like, I don't even have to fuck her. Like, whatever you want to do.
It's all perspective, and he's making you see things in a new light.
Because he's like, and if we hate it, we never have to do it again. But it will be an experience that we talk about. And we're like, oh, that
He's so free and open. He is,
Hannah.
And you're like a type A bitch. Yes. So, like,
so I'm like, hold on. Logistically, how does this work? And, like, does she sign an NDA? Like, what's happening?
Has he done that a lot?
So I asked him. He said, I had a threesome with one of my exes, but then my most recent ex wasn't down for it because, like, she had some, like, family shit that she, like, wasn't down to have threesomes because it, like, traumatized her or some, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't know what it is, but about
That's a good
us.
Excuse. Yeah, she's like, my family.
She's like, my family. It's like, wait, what? Your parents? Like, my family. I can't.
I have three brothers and sisters, and I hate the number three.
I can't. It's, I feel like I'm fucking my brother. Like, what is going on?
This is the question. I am going to admit,
yeah.
I have never done cocaine before.
Oh. Where are we going?
I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. Because
never had a threesome. You're like, I've
after
never
my
done
comedy
cocaine.
Shows, people legit just like give me cocaine because I just seem like a cocaine girl.
Right.
Like,
everyone thinks
I played
do
sports, whatever. Yeah. I just feel like if I did cocaine, I'd bash my head into a wall and ruin the party for
it's
everyone.
It's honestly not that. There's not a lot.
And
of-
people are like, Hannah, why haven't you done cocaine? And I'm like, bitch, I'm 29. Right. If I do it and I don't like it, I have a terrible night. If I do it and I do like it, now I love cocaine.
That's kind of like a great point.
So now I'm bringing it back to
a life story.
As in, like, if you do it and you don't like it, it's like possibly traumatizing. And if you do it and do like it, now you want
to have threesomes all the time. No, wait.
So, like, does this complicate your life?
No.
More?
In a weird way, in a weird fucking way, this is a great conversation, Hannah. I never thought about it going, if I was going to go into a relationship with a man, I really didn't think, like, this can't be that healthy. For some reason, we are so sexually open with each other. Mm. But also, even, like, sexual
he
shit.
He wants to experience life with you in all different ways.
And he's a very sexual person.
It's interesting because my guy has done the same thing where he's just like, I want to try everything with you and make you come in so many different ways. And the fact that he said, bring a dude in, I kind of love that he said that.
Right.
Because deep down, like, I would love to have a threesome with two guys.
Would
you?
I kind of think I'd be down.
Like,
and he literally texted me after and was like, after we were talking about, like, having a threesome with two dudes, like, I now can't stop masturbating to, like, watching, like, DP porn because I'm thinking about, like, me and a guy fucking you. And, like, there's just something about it that's turning me on so much. And literally, I'm over here like, well, I wasn't thinking about doing that this fucking upcoming December for Christmas. But now I'm like,
now I have to stretch out my asshole.
No, literally. Like, I'm straight up being like, am I about to have, like, a fucking threesome with two dudes? And this guy... But he's also like, it's so cute because then he's like, I love how he's saying this is cute. He's like, but I could be the one, like, say if we, like, if you wanted to get, like, tied down and there's to the two of us, like, if I'm gonna, like, skull fuck you, like, if one of us is gonna have our you're like, where are you going with this? He's like, I'll be the one to do it so that, like, you can tell me if it's, like, hurting or
he's
whatever, like,
wait, skull fuck?
No, skull, like, when you're laying down and a guy is, like, on top of you straddling and you're shoving his dick into you and, like, you can't, like, it's, like, a lot, you're, like,
wait, how do you spell that? Skull,
skull, s-k-u-l-l.
Oh, skull.
Skull, like, your skull.
Skull.
Fuck,
I thought you said skull.
Skull. Skull.
Did we go to school?
I don't know. But Daddy Gang, I think it's just for the first time in my life, I'm like, oh my God, I want to try all these
and it's different
with him. And he's older.
When you think of, like, having sex in college with two guys,
oh my God,
there's that, like, stereotype that, like, oh, you're a hoe who just had two guys run train on you. Where now it's like your boyfriend is like, let's find the hottest guy and, like, let's, like, be obsessed with your body and see how many ways we can turn you on for your pleasure. Like,
literally,
why wouldn't we?
I know. And I feel like I'm coming to this weird... I think it's because he is older. He is so confident in his sexuality. So it's turning me the fuck on. And now I'm trying to figure out, am I about to go... I think a foursome with another couple could be so fucking hot.
Well, I was thinking swinging is a very popular thing.
I know. But I'm not a swinger. But now here I am. Swing, swing, bitch. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. He's making me want to do all the things. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it's also... There's so much turning on that happens when someone else, if someone was like, that fucking pebble turns me on,
yes.
Suddenly I'm into that pedal.
Pebble. and you're like grinding on
I
the
like
pebble.
Pebbles.
Right.
I'm like a rock girl now. I bring a rock in. Right. Like, we have a boulder now. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm using a lot of metaphors.
No, it's good.
However, like, I was talking to Dez. I mentioned it because you were texting me about it. And he was like, I mean, it's not really my thing.
Right.
So, like, if he had said in that moment, like, oh,
I would die.
Like, I want to hear some emotion. Like, I want to hear that, oh, like, you know that sound?
Right, like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Then it turns me on. But, like, him not being into it, I'm like, then we're not even gonna, why fuck around
with
that?
But you know what? By my past, too, I think having a threesome with a guy, for me, in my mind, it's always been like, well, it's for him. But for the first time in my life, this guy is like, no, this would be for us and for you. Like, I don't even need to fuck her. Like, I would love to watch a bitch, like, eat you out and, like, you get your pussy eaten by her and then, like, I'll fuck you and, like, you guys can be, like, and I'm like.
But what if you have another couple and during it, you're like, oh, my God, is their chemistry better than mine? You're like, oh, my God, is she better at sucking his dick? And like, is his dick bigger than his dick?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, wait, am I going to get jealous?
Because I overthink things.
I think that I can be a jealous person. If I really like you, then I can be jealous. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Honestly, Daddy Gang, I'll keep you updated, but like, we're going on vacation together.
That's like, millennials love going on early vacations.
Yeah,
like my parents were always like, that's called a honeymoon and why are you doing it so early? But it's another thing where go on vacation, see how he acts when he's waiting in lines,
right?
See how he acts when like some reservation gets canceled,
right?
See how he acts when you guys have nothing to do for 3 hours before the next dinner res,
and like, what are we doing exactly?
So I kind of love that for you.
I kind of do too. And I feel like I'm gonna get a dick in my asshole this trip, and I am not prepared for it. He keeps saying he wants to do anal with me, and I'm like, I am so scarred. And for the first time in my life, because I haven't done it since the one time that I passed out in college from it, and I feel like I'm about to have anal in this resort.
So are you trying to be his girlfriend at some point, or it's just naturally happening? Like, what's our plan?
I think the
or do we not have a plan? Are we not supposed to have plans anymore?
I don't
what
know.
What do we do?
I think my plan is that I like where this is going. He's treating me like a princess, but I've let him know with the show and my life right now, like, I can't put a label on anything, but I want to keep acting like we're acting. And I don't know if that's the healthiest thing.
Wait, you're saying
do.
You cannot have a boyfriend while hosting Call Her Daddy?
No, I think I could. I'm just saying right now in my career and like I've got a lot of shit going on, I just don't know if I can. I think I could have a boyfriend, but I don't know if I'm there yet because I think I have a lot of shit to work on with myself. And then I have fucking door number three. Like, I would have to close that door. And like, there's a lot that I have to like.
Do you know what happens when you close doors?
Another one opens?
Your legs open.
Your legs open and you got a ring on your finger, you stupid bitch. Like, I don't know. I think it's just, I honestly think it's the first relationship that I could actually see long term. So I'm like, don't put pressure on it.
Because my question is, with all, I know we're not supposed to play games, but with all these like sexual escapades, do you wait for like a little more of a commitment before you're like giving him your butthole and like putting in other couples?
I love how you say giving him the butthole. Like, do we wait? For the first time in my life, I feel like I used to be so calculated on how, when I'm going to have sex with them, when I'm going to do this, when I'm going to do that. I used to never fuck them until like 3 months in, and it was insanity. I know. I was a nightmare. Trust me. Now I'm sitting here and I'm like,
fuck the rules.
I kind of want to do it. So why don't I do it? Why don't I get my fucking asshole penetrated in a fucking different country in a couple of weeks? That sounds exciting to me. And usually I'd be like, no, but I can't give him the asshole yet. And it's like, well, if you want to, then why not?
Well, it goes back to like what I'm doing with my boyfriend, as in if it's not gonna work out, like if I'm gonna be having diarrhea the whole following day, just dripping because you went too hard, let's just figure out now.
Let's just do it.
Why all the anticipation and wondering and anxiety? Let's do it now and figure it out if it fucking works.
Right. Will you be able to handle me in my diarrhea state or not?
Sino, are you loving LA?
I think. I think I am. But you know what I think it is? When I first started going to LA, I have to admit that I thought, and I'm just being honest, the girls that I see on Instagram, I
just was like, I'm not interested in being a part of that. I know I may look that way on Instagram, but like, I don't.
She's like, I know my Instagram's the same as theirs. However,
I know I look exactly like them, and I know I look so fake on Instagram. However, let me just get to my point. I think that LA scared me to ever move there because I was like, I just don't want to be like going to those fucking like Poppy or Craig's or whatever the fuck they are, and like going out with like all the Insta hoes. Then I think when I met this guy, and I've been introduced to his life, and he's a little bit older, and he's like in the industry, but not in a flashy way. He's the most private person. And then I'm meeting his friends, and like they're going to Santa Barbara for the weekend, and they're going to Malibu.
I think there's so many different scenes, just like New York City.
Yes. And I thought there was only one. And
see,
I was like,
I was the same. I'm a New York girl from Brooklyn, and I just shat on LA all the time. And then I went to LA, and I kind of, I saw like there's so many positives.
Yeah.
Also, there's a chillness to it. Like I went in an elevator with a bunch of people, and we were standing there. And for like 3 minutes, it didn't move. No one remembered to press a floor because like everyone's fucking high. And I was like, this would never happen in New York.
In New York,
people would be like, I'll kill your family, bro.
Make it move, bitch.
And if it doesn't move, I will blow this place up.
It's true. They're so chill.
But I was making fun of like the aesthetic where like there was this Instagram filter where it like really fucks up your face to look like a sexual reptile.
Oh, there's every time I go on Instagram and look at the filters, I'm like, this is so fucked that this is even legal. Like, this is fucking kids up.
So I put one on and I go, this is how girls laugh in LA. And I didn't move my face and I just go, and I thought it was so funny. And then some girl goes, this is not like representative of girls in LA.
Oh.
This is fucked up. Oh. This isn't true. Also, you need to get Invisalign and pluck your eyebrows. And I said, if that's not the most LA comment I've ever fucking heard.
Wait, you're like, you literally are like, she's like, stop making LA look bad. Also, bitch, get Invisalign. You're like, hold the fucking phone. Are you commenting on my looks while also saying LA isn't all about looks? Bitch, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Wait, that's so raw.
Yeah, and then, so like, LA has its pros and cons.
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons. And I think that like, it's just, a part of me thinks maybe relocating and just living somewhere else and like being near a beach and just like being around a different group of people may be helpful, because I do have like really weird memories being in New York City still.
How do you like not dating an athlete?
I kind of love it.
Isn't it so nice to not have to deal with the ups and downs of like, oh, did you strike out?
Yeah. No, like it is.
Let's
like,
take it out on everyone around us because of a game.
Right. Ooh. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. And honestly, I know it's fucked, but it is so attractive to me that like this guy like understands what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
And like we can talk about work together and it's like fun because it's also our lives. And like I couldn't do that a lot of times with athletes. And I also think, and I'm not going to lie, I have been having, and I listen, I love a lot of the guys that I dated that were athletes, but I'm getting to a point in my career where like it's just the beginning for me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, it's coming to the end for them. And it ends at 30. And then it's like, so where do
we. And then they go through an identity crisis where they feel like losers for like at least the rest of their life.
Well, a lot, no, but literally a lot of them that have wives during their careers, then they always have a second wife because they get divorced once when the games end. Then they're sitting there and they're like, what do I do now? And then they want like a new thing and they go get a new woman and they always have second wives.
Oh,
I mean, this is dark.
This is dark, but you're being very honest.
Yeah.
And I think dating a guy who understands what you do is integral because you're always going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And you can't be like editing around and changing things for them.
Well, no, and I think like it's obviously, I don't talk about it a lot on the podcast, but at the end of the day, like there's no lie, this is a huge podcast. It's one of the biggest podcasts. And so dating me right now, I'm not gonna lie, I don't think it's easy for men. Mm-hmm. So I need to have a guy that is super confident and also though respects what I'm doing and doesn't look at it like it's just a sex podcast, because it's so much more than that.
Oh, preach, bitch.
Are we growing up?
We are adults. How do you pronounce it?
Adults.
Oh, adult.
Adults.
Okay. Whatever you say.
So I guess this is the new journey. I pray to fucking God next time I have you on, you are not like, so we broke up. I wonder if
I mean,
that would
be
an
epic episode.
I mean, it would.
I'd be like,
and I'm like, yeah, I said
it was the best sex I've ever had. I faked it.
I faked it every fucking time. Dude, honestly, it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, who knew? We didn't know that we would both find cool guys and like we would be in this situation. But I think like it just shows like, anything can happen. So who knows? You could be broken up or you could be fucking married.
Who knows?
All right, Daddy Gang. That is it for this week's episodica. I'm feeling
a little excited to put on a motherfucking bikini. Make sure you guys go follow me on Instagram because I'm going to make the man knows. I was like, listen to me. You will be taking so many pictures of my asshole on the beach, and in exchange, you can take a few behind the scenes in the bedroom. He's like, I don't want to. No, he was like, okay, yeah, I got it. People, listen, if you date me, you got to know your fucking place. You're going to take a couple fucking bikini pictures of me if we're on a nice fucking resort. So go follow me on Instagram if you want to go see my asshole. Very exclusive content. Guys, also go follow Hannah. Her Instagram is Being Burns, but you spell it Being and then Burns is B-E-R-N-Z. Also, guys, go make sure you follow and you subscribe to Burning in Hell. The episode next week with Hannah is going to be fucking bomb. I'm pretty sure it's going to be also another two-part series. And there's a couple announcements I want to let you all aware of. Although there's not an episode next week on the Caller Daddy channel, the next episode that is coming out for Call Her Daddy is the 100th episode. And the guest that I'm having on, I truly never thought would come on this podcast. I truly, truly, in my heart of hearts, never thought that this guest would come on. And they are coming on. So get fucking ready, Daddy Gang, because that is gonna be a good fucking time. Daddy Gang, you know the fucking drill. I love you so fucking much. And I will see you motherfuckers next Wednesday.